This is Academicast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Scott Earlbeck, and I will be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Student of Integrated Scholarship Andrew Alamon. But first, the news. The Office of the Provost recently launched its fifth volume of the academic journal All Things Texas Tech. The issue spotlights the Texas Tech University Independent School District, which has seen its curriculum embraced by schools throughout Brazil. Dr. Smith, who co-authored the article with French professor Carol Edwards, shares his thoughts about the program.
Well, we've recently been delighted to have the opportunity to visit Recife and Fortaleza in Brazil, where we visited three of the 40 schools now that harbor the TTUISD English Language High School Diploma Program. It's a phenomenal program. It's grown now from 1,500 students to over 2,200 students in the last several months, and we're now positioned in 40 schools all along the 2,000 miles of Brazilian coast and 3,000 miles inland. It's a marvelous opportunity, and the parents that send their children through these programs know that you not only have to be proficient in English, you also have to understand the world, and the curriculum includes a great deal of information in English about the United States. We hope also we're making some wonderful friends through the project and some leaders for the future.
The journal also features articles about scholarly and research integrity, as well as the open teaching concept. Additionally, the journal recognizes its second class of Texas Tech Students of Integrated Scholarship. The students were chosen for their academic excellence and pursuit of active learning experiences. Stay tuned to Academicast for the first profile from this distinguished group of students. Turning to other news, the state's first School of Accounting is coming to Texas Tech. This fall, the area of accounting in the Rawls College of Business will become the School of Accounting. The Rawls College will continue to house the school. Nationally, there are 40 schools of accounting, and the addition of Texas Tech to those ranks aims to elevate the program's status. The National Institutes of Health has awarded a $1.6 million grant to a biology professor. Kai Zhang will study the biochemistry of a parasite responsible for the tropical disease leishmaniasis. Zhang will work to find weaknesses in the parasite's makeup, and he hopes that his research may lead to a cure. To learn more about this story and others, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Along with a commitment to academics, students of Integrated Scholarship pursue a course of lifelong study through their involvement in active learning experiences. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of Academicast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights Student of Integrated Scholarship Andrew Alamon.
Originally from Lafayette, Louisiana, environmental engineering student Andrew Alamon has long been intrigued by science. He began his undergraduate career on a slightly different path at another university. Although his interest lay in environmental sciences, Alamon says he became fascinated by the positive societal impact accomplished through engineering.
What really sold me on environmental engineering instead of all the others was that in environmental, you take what most people consider waste products like wastewater, trash, pollutants, everything, and try to turn them into something of value.
To accommodate his flourishing appreciation of engineering, Alamon decided to redirect the course of his education, changing majors and schools. He notes that Texas Tech's strong environmental engineering program drew him to the university and has kept him here since. He has been exploring the interconnections between the environmental sciences and engineering, cultivating research experiences in the laboratories of civil and environmental engineering professor Audra Morse and soil and environmental microbiology professor Jennifer Moore Casera.
It's been awesome just trying to delve deeper into the subject and really gain some good knowledge and skills, especially practical experience for in the lab, running experiments, setting up experiments, planning designs, and everything like that.
Alamon has even extended his education beyond the environs of Texas Tech by studying abroad in Brazil. From learning Portuguese to developing valuable study habits, he recalls that the opportunity to study abroad empowered him to grow personally, intellectually, and professionally.
It is difficult moving to a new place, learning a new language, and then learning in a new school system. It made me realize that I had to take responsibility for my education. At the end of the day, it was up to me to make sure I learned the material. So that really helped me navigate through that whole semester in Brazil, and it really helped. It even helps me now today.
Alamon says he may not have been able to accomplish so much as an undergraduate were he not selective in his pursuits. Indeed, it is important that students of integrated scholarship set goals for themselves and work to meet those goals by engaging in relevant active learning experiences.
There's a lot of opportunities, internships, research, work, academic opportunities. There's tons of it to go around for everybody. But you have to kind of pick and choose opportunities that will lead you to your goals. When you just focus on a few things, you can really show, you know, your true qualities and the absolute best work you can do.
Robert Crane, the American biochemist who first proposed the scientific basis for effective oral rehydration therapy, which has saved countless millions of lives, noted late in life that young scientists should, and I quote, work hard, focus, don't fear making a mistake, pay attention to the possibility that you could be right, although most frequently you'll be wrong, and for that, you'll need a lot of resistance to frustration, end quote. Whether he continues on to graduate school or enters the workforce without further ado after completing his bachelor's degree, Andrew Alamon says he would ultimately like to make coastal system restoration the focus of his professional life. Fortunately, he will have a strong start as an intern for the Environmental Protection Agency in Oregon this coming summer. Certainly, we wish him well in all of life's choices. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Finally, AcademicCast would like to recognize two faculty members for their longtime commitment to Texas Tech. Robert Baker is a Horn Professor of Biological Sciences, and Alan Keithy is a Horn Professor of History. Both Baker and Keithy began working as assistant professors at Texas Tech in 1967, and they were recently honored for 45 years of service. That concludes this edition of AcademicCast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Join us again as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University.